And now the KWGS local news at 5:31. It has been a month since Oklahoma released 500 inmates under the state's retroactive criminal justice reform. Finding a job is the biggest hurdle to keep those inmates from returning to state prison. Criminal justice reform advocate Chris Steele says freedom is not free.
A quick analysis would indicate that on average, the men and women who were recently released owe about $4,500 apiece in the way of fees and fines, and that can be a tremendous barrier.
His Oklahoma City nonprofit is working with many of the former inmates to find employment and to sharpen their workplace skills. Want to be president? The filing period for Oklahoma Super Tuesday primary starts today. It runs through Wednesday. The primary will be March 3rd. Jinx alums and high school football fans everywhere are remembering Alan Trimble. The longtime Jinx coach died yesterday at 56. He won more championships than anyone else in Oklahoma history. His services are pending. He had been fighting ALS. The clock is ticking toward another federal government shutdown. A continuing resolution will fund the government for a bit while kicking the can down the road until just before Christmas.
My position is I strongly oppose government shutdowns being used ever for a partisan reason.
That is Oklahoma's lone Democrat in Washington, Kendra Horn. The funding runs out now on December the 20th. You are paying less for gasoline this week than last week. Prices dropped a nickel a gallon, according to GasMoney.com. However, you are paying more than a year ago when Tulsa gasoline prices were $1.96 per gallon. It is a location designed to help veterans make the transition back to society. Over the holiday weekend, someone helped themselves to two service flags flying outside the coffee bunker near 41st and South Sheridan. Now, they haven't called police, but they do want their flags returned. They do have a surveillance video. Our weather forecast, sunny but cool today, 49 for a high. Clouds will be on the increase this evening. We will drop to 36 for a low. Now fair and 34 with a wind chill of 25. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.